I'm Ray Comfort. I'd like to read to you from God's Word, the book of Timothy, chapter 6, verse 11.
Ray Comfort resep maca dawuhan Gusti kanggo saderek tina hiji Timotius pasal 6 ayat 11.
Scripture speaking to those who have the sin of covetousness.
Nyaritakeun dosa hawak tina dawuhan Gusti.
And then we see the contrast for the man of God.
Urang nempo perbandingan jeung anu percaya.
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11.
1 Timotius pasal 6 ayat 11.
But thou, O man of God,
tapi maneh mah hai Allah mansyalah,
flee these things and follow after righteousness.
Jauh kitu udag keadilan.
Godliness, faith, love, patience.
Ibadah, kasatian, kanyahan, kasabaran.
Meekness.
Jeung handap atuh.
Fight the good fight of faith.
Balap dina balap iman nu bener.
Lay hold on eternal life.
Hirup hontal hirup langgeng.
Under which that also called.
Jeur eta maneh digupay.
And has professed a good profession before many witnesses.
Maneh geus ikrar nu bener di hareupeun saksi.
The Bible is unashamedly filled with admonitions to warfare.
Moal era dipapelingan hal perang.
It is God who teaches my hands to war.
Gusti nu ngajarkeun perang.
Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
Milu sangsara hiji prajurit anu bade nu hade ti Yesus Kristus.
And fight the good fight of faith.
Balap dina balapan iman nu bener.
And we know as Christians,
kurang terang,
that the weapons of a warfare are not carnal.
Senjata perang teh lain sifat jasmani.
That we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Lain ngalawan getih jeung daging.
But our battle is a spiritual battle.
Tapi peperangan rohani.
So in this teaching session,
dina sesi ieu,
with the help of God I trust,
tulungna Gusti,
we're going to look at three keys to an army success.
Aya tilu kunci supaya hasil dina angkatan bersenjata.
Now the first key an army needs to be successful.
Kunci nu kahiji.
Is that it must know its objectives.
Kudu nyaho sasaranana.
It must know what it wants to attain.
Nyaho naon urek dihontal.
The direction in which it's heading.
Kudu kamana urang indit.
I heard a true story of a man in the United States.
Abdi maca kisah nyata hiji lalaki di Amerika.
Who in 1976.
Tahun 1876.
Stood up on a plane.
Aya dina kapal udara.
Grabbed a stewardess around the throat.
Nyekel beungna pramugari.
Put a gun to her head.
Nyodongkeun pistol kana sirahna.
And said, take this plane to Detroit.
Omongna, bawa ka Detroit.
She said, it's going to Detroit. And he said, sorry about that, and sat down.
Omongna, ampurannya.
That's a true story from a book called Heroic Failures.
Kisah nyata tina buku judulna Pahlawan Nu Gagal.
And sadly, much of the church is just like our heroic failure. It doesn't know the direction in which it should be heading.
Gereja itu nyahun tujuan.
What on earth is the church on earth for?
Kenaun gereja aya di dunia ieu?
Well, my Bible says the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost.
Di kitab suci, sabab anak manusia datang keur nyelametkeun leungit.
If we're following in the footsteps of Jesus, we should be seeking to save that which is lost.
Urang ngiring Yesus, urang oge kudu neangan jeung nyelametkeun leungit.
Now the church has lost its way.
Dina gereja kalengitan jalan.
These statistics I'm going to share with you.
Ieu statistikna.
Are American statistics.
Di Amerika.
But I think they can be applied to many countries.
Rupana diunggal negara oge aya.
The Dallas Morning News newspaper.
Surat kabar The Dallas Morning News.
On June 11th,
1994. 11 Juni 1884.
Revealed that 68% of Christians.
Nyaritakeun 68% orang Kristen.
Didn't see evangelism.
Tenempo penginjilan.
As being the number one priority of the church.
Prioritas nu kahiji ti gereja.
Also in
1994,
a research group,
kelompok riset,
found that those 75% of those who call themselves born again,
mangi 75% nu ngaku lahir anyar,
couldn't even define the Great Commission.
Dinyaon batasan amanat agung.
And a survey among the readers of Christianity Today,
in a survey di antara anu maca Christianity Today,
a leading evangelical magazine,
majalah penginjilan nu terkenal,
found that only 1% of their readership,
and aya 1% nu maca,
had a zeal for the lost.
Dunia kan ulengit.
The rest were saying in their hearts,
kesana mah ngan dinahat.
World, I couldn't care less.
Dunia abdi mah tepaduli.
The Bible says, "You shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only shall you serve."
Kitab suci mana kudu nyembah Gusti Allah mana kadinya.
The church is filled with people who worship God.
Gereja pinuku anu nyembah Allah.
But they won't serve Him.
Tapi tengalah denan Allah.
But if we're going to lift up our hands and worship to God,
unurang kerengacung dina nyembah Allah.
Let's be prepared to reach out our hands in evangelism for God.
Ayo orang nyodorkan lengan teh ke penginjilan kang wala.
Because worship without service is vain.
Nyembah tebari pelayanan eta teh mubadil.
Oswald J. Smith said,
Oswald James Smith nyerita,
"Oh my friends,
para sadere,
we're loaded down with countless church activities.
Urang teh loba pisan nu kudu dipigawe di gereja.
While the real work of the church,
sawatara pagawean sajati gereja,
that of evangelizing and winning the world,
eta menginjili menangkeun dunya,
is almost entirely neglected.
Kabeh dibaikeun.
The body of Christ is not a pleasure cruiser on its way to heaven.
Badan Kristus lain kapal pesiar rek ka surga.
But a battleship stationed at the very gates of hell."
Tapi kapal perang di hareupeun gerbang neraka.
Some of you may have heard of Charles Spurgeon.
Beberapa orang ngutus ngadangu hal Charles Spurgeon.
He was called the Prince of Preachers.
Menang julukan Pangeran Khotbah.
The man was brilliant.
Pinter pisan.
He had a vocabulary of 25,000 words.
Ibana kosakata 25,000 kecap.
If you're average, you've got about 13,000 words.
Kurang mangan 13,000 kecap.
Spurgeon was incredibly eloquent.
Bargan capetang pisan biasa.
I'm going to share a quote with you.
Ieu kutipanana.
And I want you to see if you can see what this man is trying to say to us.
Yang nyaon-nyaon nurek dia omongkeunana ka urang.
But you'll have to listen carefully.
Bandungan sarta lenyepan.
Squeeze that 4 inches of sponge between your ears.
Eunan 4 inci di antara jeli.
And see if you can see what this brilliant man is saying.
Bisa nempok kumaha caritakeunana anu pinter teh.
This is what he said.
Ieu anu caritakeunana.
Brethren,
para saudara,
do something.
Lakukan.
Do something.
Lakukan.
Do something.
Lakukan.
Now can you perceive?
Ayeuna saudara ngarasakeun.
Are you able to understand?
Bisa ngarti.
Can you comprehend?
Bisa paham.
What this man is trying to say to us.
Sateka pola nepikeun.
I'll read it again for those of you a little slow.
Dialikeun deui pikeun nu telat.
He said, brethren,
para saudara,
do something.
Lakukan.
Do something.
Lakukan.
Do something.
Lakukan.
Let me share the whole quote.
Ayo orang jelaskan deui.
He said, while societies and unions are making constitutions,
sedangkan masyarakat jeung sarikat pekerja kerjaan konstitusi,
let us win souls.
Ayo orang menangkan jiwa.
I pray you be men of action, all of you.
Supaya saderek jadi jalma nu ngalampakeun.
Get to work and quit yourselves like men.
Gawe jeung ngalengkepan seperti manusia.
Old Sirov's idea of war is mine.
Ieu ide perang ti abdi.
Forward and strike.
Maju jeung gempur.
No theory.
Teu kudu loba teori.
Attack.
Serang.
Form a column.
Dieun pasukan.
Charge bayonets.
Serang kusangkur.
Plunge into the center of the enemy.
Asup ke pusat musuh.
Our one aim is to save sinners.
Tujuan urang nyelametkeun nu boga dosa.
And this we're not to talk about.
Terus bahas.
But to do in the power of God.
Ngalakukeun ku kawasa Allah.
That scratch is where I itch.
Ngalakukeun di mana abdi perlu.
I thank God He saved me while I've got some energy.
Saya bersyukur ke Allah nutus nyelamatkan masihan kekiatan.
And my prayer is teach me to number my days.
Doa ngajar ke abdi ngetang dinten.
That I might apply my heart to wisdom.
Supaya ngagaduhan hati nu wijaksana.
And the wisest thing you could do.
Nu wijaksana nu bisa sadar pidamel.
Is to seek and save that which is lost.
Milari jeung nyelamatkan jalma nu leungit.
He that wins souls is wise.
Manena menang jiwa eta wijaksana.
I just did an evangelism seminar once.
Abdi pernah ngayakeun seminar penginjilan.
A woman chased me down the street.
Hiji istri ngudag abdi di jalan.
Happens occasionally.
Kadang kejadian.
Anyway, this
70-year-old
lady took a hold of me. She said, I'm 70 years old.
Nyepengan terus nyarita abdi 70 tahun.
She said, I've been a Christian for many years.
Abdi taslami jantan Kristen.
She said, I'll soon stand before my maker.
Abdi bakal nangtung di payun tahta Allah.
She said, I've never led a soul to Jesus Christ.
Abdi pernah mingpin sajiwa ge ka Yesus Kristus.
And then she burst into tears of desperation.
Lajeng manehna ceurik.
Don't wait until you're on your last legs.
Tong nungguan nepi ka akhir.
Before you get desperate for God to use you.
Nepi ka kesempatan ti Gusti leungit.
Cry out to God, let compassion swallow my fears.
Nyambat ka Allah welas asih ngeleskeun kasian saderek.
And seek and save that which is lost.
Peangan jeung salametkeun nu leungit.
You see, most of us think.
Loroban orang mikir.
Evangelism is just bringing a sinner to church.
Panginjilan ngan mawa nu loba dosa ka gereja.
But really,
caleresna,
you've got as much chance of a sinner visiting a church building
kaderek gaduh kasempatan usami sareng nu loba dosa
as you have a criminal visiting a police station.
Seperti mawa penjahat ka kantor polisi.
It's not a nice place to go when you're guilty.
Lain nu tempat nu pas keur datangna ka.
Now, if you're a policeman and business is down,
kaderek polisi bisnis ge teu keur tiseun.
You could carpet yourselves.
Biasa masang karpet.
You could put in air conditioning.
Masang nu niiskeun ruangan.
Chrome plate the bars.
Nyadiakeun piring kaleng.
Put in music.
Musik.
And put a little notice at the front.
Masang bewara.
Tonight, 7 o'clock, all criminals welcome. Putih
ayeuna jam 7 sadaya penjahat sok datang.
But still, very few criminals will visit the police station.
Tapi saeutik pisan penjahat nu daek datang.
You could get an overseas police speaker.
Biasa ngundang pembicara polisi di luar negeri.
Or a police rock band.
Band rock polisi.
But still, very few criminals will visit the police station.
Tapi tetap saeutik pisan penjahat nu datang.
If business is down,
business kritisin.
You go out and get them.
Biasa keluar jeung mendakan marana.
And that's the principle of Christianity.
Ya prinsip kekristenan.
Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Indit ka sakulia dunya ngabewarakeun Injil ka sagala makhluk.
There's only two times we should be preaching.
Mung aya dua waktu nu ngabewarakeun Injil.
In season.
Dina waktuna.
Out of season.
Di luar waktuna.
No other time.
Aya waktu sajen.
You see, I'm originally from New Zealand.
Abdi asli Selandia Baru.
And in New Zealand, we've got 3 million people.
Jadinya aya 3 juta orang.
And 70 million sheep.
70 juta domba.
Well, they're not sure of the exact amount.
Angkana teu pas.
Because the guy that counts them keeps falling to sleep.
Antaran bakal kacapean domba.
But there are a lot of sheep in New Zealand.
Tapi kada lubana domba di Selandia Baru.
And I have learned.
Abdi terus diajar.
But shepherds don't have sheep.
Pangangon teu ngabogaan domba.
Sheep have sheep.
Domba boga domba.
And that's the principle of the church.
Ya prinsip gereja.
I once asked a shepherd.
Abdi pernah naros ka saurang gembala.
What do you do if your sheep don't reproduce?
Kumaha lamun domba teh teu ngahasilkeun?
He said, I give them a season.
Ibarat waktu deui sausum saurna.
And then I cut their throats.
Terus dipuncit.
There's a sermon there somewhere, saints. So we as the church,
urang selaku gereja,
should know our objectives.
Dahna terang sasaran urang.
We are here primarily to seek and save that which is lost.
Urang melari jeung nyelametkeun ulengit.
If we're going to worship the Lord,
mun rek nyembalah,
we must serve the Lord.
Kedang ngalayanan Gusti.
Secondly,
kedua,
we should know our weapons.
Terang senjata urang.
The weapons of warfare are not carnal.
Senjata perang urang sifatna lain jasmani.
But they're mighty through God.
Pinu kawasa ngalangkungan Allah.
To the pulling down of strongholds.
Yang ngaruntukeun kubu-kubu pertahanan.
Above all, taking the shield of faith.
Dina sagala kaayaan pake perisai iman.
We should learn to exercise objective faith.
Kurang diajar ngalatih iman nu objektif.
Too many Christians live by a subject of faith.
Loba orang Kristen nu hirup ku iman nu subjek.
Say, man, things are going good. Praise God, they've got joy.
Manusia kabe bakal ada puji Gusti sukabunga.
Because things are going good.
Lantaran segala perkara jalan handai.
But when things go bad,
waktu hal jadi goreng,
they lose their joy.
Marane kalengitan sukabunga.
Jesus said, rejoice not because demons are subject to you.
Yesus ngadawu, tong waka ato yen roh taat kamane.
But rejoice because your name is written in heaven.
Tapi sing suka lantaran ngaran mana di daftar di surga.
And if you make heaven the object of your rejoicing,
mun sadaikna surga objek sukabunga,
no one will take your joy from you.
Kaya seorang oge nu bisa nyokot.
So we're looking at our weapons.
Perhatikan senjata orang.
The word.
Jawahan Allah.
An army marches on its stomach.
Prajurit maju lamun beuteung aseubeuh.
Say to yourself, no Bible, no breakfast.
Ngomong ka diri saderek, kaya kitab suci, teu ayat.
No read.
Jumaca.
No feed.
Ketuang.
Put your Bible before your belly and you'll never go wrong.
Simpen kitab suci dina patuangan saderek masalah.
It was Job in the Bible.
Ayub dina kitab suci.
He said, I've esteemed the words of his mouth.
Kami geus ngajungjung dawuhan anu kaluar tina bahamna.
More than my necessary food.
Leuwih tibatan dahareun nu diperlukeun.
And we're looking at weapons.
Urang ujung memperhatikan senjata.
The power of prayer.
Kawasa doa.
Now what is your attitude to prayer?
Masih kapu urang ngeunaan doa.
Because you and I will only pray as much as we esteem the word prayer.
Lantaran urang ngadoa saloba ngasah ngahargaan doa.
Now this is going to make me seem spiritual, but I'm not.
Katempona wae rohani padahal henteu.
I find the best time for me to pray, and I can do this because of my lifestyle.
Di waktu kanggo ngadoa midamel ieu lantaran gaya hirup abdi.
As I get up at night to pray.
Tugas tengah wengi kanggo ngadoa.
1 o'clock, 12 o'clock.
Iji jam 12.
I don't like it.
Abdi tersep.
I don't jump out of bed with joy.
Abdi tekenging sukabunga.
I jump out of bed because of discipline.
Kulantaran taat tungkul.
God stirs me up.
Kimewarang abdi kugah.
You know the word comforter.
Kadaek terang kecap penghibur.
As the Holy Spirit being a comforter.
Tersuci jadi penghibur saderek.
Has a deeper meaning than most of us understand.
Iboga arti nu leuwih tibatan nu urang nyaho.
A friend of mine saw a picture of James the First.
Rencangan abdi ningali gambar James nu kahiji.
And he had a sword in his hand.
Jadi pedang dina pananganna.
And his troops were standing in front of him.
Nangtung di payunanna.
And he was prodding his own troops with his sword.
Manehna keur ngadorong para prajurit maju ku pedang.
And underneath it had the words.
Eta pedang aya tulisan.
James the First.
James kahiji.
Comforting his troops.
Ngahibur para prajurit.
So the Holy Spirit stirs us on.
Roh suci mimpin urang.
Provokes us to battle.
Ngadorong urang keur tempur.
And I find he sticks that two-edged sword on my back.
Manehna neuneun pedang mata dua dina tonggong abdi.
When I'm lying in bed.
Abdi nuju ngagoler.
And some time ago I said to my wife.
Para waktu nu kaliwat abdi nyarita ka istri.
Tonight I'm not getting up to pray.
Bengi ayeuna abdi moal ngadoa.
I said, I'm sleeping right through. That night,
pengeta,
around midnight,
tengawungi,
her bed collapsed. We'd slept the thing 5,000 times.
Abdi terselami ngedeng dirinya.
Hadn't collapsed.
Tapi teruntuh.
Had a good time of prayer that night. Short time later, I said to Sue, I'm not getting up tonight.
Kalajengna abdi nyarios, abdi moal ngadoa.
I'm sleeping right through.
Ibadah istirahat.
That night around midnight.
Pas tengah wengi.
I heard a noise that sent adrenaline through my body.
Ada suara anu pa adrenalin dina awak abdi.
It's kind of like this.
Suara anu kieu dina pantong langkung tarik.
Louder than that. Yeah, and it got me jumped out beside the bed, my eyes like saucers.
Nian abdi luncat ka gigiran enggon panon abdi molotot.
It sounded like the police before they bust down the door.
Seperti polisi saat acana ngadobrak panto.
You know what it was?
Direk terang non eta.
My stupid dog leaned against the door having a scratch.
Abdi abdi nyakar panto.
Had a wonderful time of prayer that night.
Abdi ngagaduan waktu kanggo ngadoa.
Think I would have learned my lesson, wouldn't you?
Pikir saderek abdi tos kenging pelajaran.
I was teaching missionaries in Denver.
Abdi nuju ngajar misionaris di Denver.
Woke up at midnight.
Abdi gugah tengah wengi.
thought I should pray.
Pikiran kuduna mangadoa.
But instead my flesh said, watch television.
Rasa daging mah mending nonton televisi.
Said there's a remote beside you.
Ta aya remote na gigireun.
You can lean out in the dark and find it.
Geser kanu poek bakal manggi.
And turn the television on.
Hidupkeun televisina.
And if there's something violent or sexually explicit,
mun aya kekerasan atawa seks,
you can change the channels just like that.
Robah bae saluranna.
Before conscience can even speak.
Memehate nurani nyarita.
That's what I did.
Ye dilakukeun.
Turn the television on.
Hidupkeun televisina.
Know what I saw?
Naon nu kulu katempo?
Two women, one man.
Dua awewe jeung hiji lalaki. Awewe ngalieuk.
The woman turned to the man and said,
jeung nyarita.
What about Ray?
Kumaha jeung Ray?
I said to myself,
abdi nyarita ka diri sorangan.
And he turned to her and said, yeah, Ray.
Kita ngalieuk, yah, Ray.
The devious one. Had a wonderful time of prayer that night too.
Abdi gaduh waktu nu endah waktu ngadoa bumi.
You know, it's merely a matter of discipline.
Tadarek terang, ya ta disiplin.
Jesus rose a great while before day.
Yesus gugah satu acana pajar.
And if you want to transform your prayer life,
mereka ngarobah kehidupan doa.
If you want to transform your Christian life,
mencaderek badai ngarobah kehidupan Kristiani.
I have a wonderful key for you.
Ya abdi ayak kuncina.
Get your pen and paper ready.
Bolpoin jeung kertasna.
This is going to transform your life.
Ieu nu bakal ngarobah hirup saderek.
Are you ready for it?
Siap.
This is the key.
Ieu kuncina.
Go to bed early.
Ieu bener, sare leuwih gancang.
It's true. Just go to bed early.
Gancang sare.
You say, I'm not going to bed at 9:30.
Abdi tara sare jam 8:30.
What do you think, I'm a little kid?
Yang kaya teh saha.
Going to bed with my teddy bear?
Tok sare jeung duit.
Listen, you begin getting up at 5 a.m. to seek God, and you're glad to get a bed at
8:30.
So the problem is we're involved in a battle.
Tempo urang teh kabawa peperangan.
Know the name of the battle?
Ya, nung ngaranna perang.
It's called the Battle of the Blanket.
Ieu disebut perang simbut.
The blanket says you're not moving.
Simbut artinya.
Yes, I am. Come on, rip the blanket off and take it captive.
Simbut na teang jalma nu ngalawan.
Wrap it around you somewhere.
Bungkus teundeun gigireun.
And see God in prayer.
Yang Gusti dina doa.
You see, we're ambassadors for Christ.
Urang teh dutana Kristus.
If you get a hold of my wallet.
Kadarek nyekel dompet abdi.
I don't know what you'd be doing with my
wallet.
But if you open it up, you'll see a picture of me.
Dibuka sarek bakal nempo potret abdi.
That's quite nice, really. And you'll see my name, Ray Comfort. Sarek
bakal nempo ngaran abdi Prai Kamper.
Ambassador.
Duta besar.
And then it says Department of Eternal Affairs.
Departemen urusan kalanggengan.
Department of Eternal Affairs. And I was at Orange County Airport.
Saya di bandara Oranye Cross.
The guy was getting my ticket.
Aya petugas minta tiket.
And he saw my wallet.
Terus meriksa dompet.
He said, "Are you from the State Department?"
Omongna saya direktur di Departemen Pemerintah.
I said, "No, Department of Eternal Affairs."
Tapi lain di Departemen Urusan Kelanggengan.
Do you know the Lord?
Rang sadar ku Yesus.
He says, "No, but he does."
Jawabnya, "Manehna nyawa."
That means we are ambassadors.
Rasa derek urang teh duta besar.
Ambassadors for Christ.
Duta kanggo Kristus.
And an ambassador has incredible privilege on behalf of his country.
Duta teh boga hak istimewa atas nama nagarana.
His words can start a war.
Omonganana ngamimitian perang.
And we're ambassadors for Christ.
Urang teh duta kanggo Kristus.
Listen to what Hudson Taylor said.
Kanggo naon ku Hudson Taylor dicaritakeun.
The great missionary.
Misionaris gede.
He said, the prayer power has never been tried to its full capacity.
Kuasa doa mah teu kudu diusahakeun nepi ka kapasitas sapinuhna.
If we want to see mighty wonders of divine power,
mun urang hayang nyaho mujizat gede ti kawasa ilahi,
wrought in the place of weakness, failure, and disappointment,
dibawa ka tempat kahengkeran, kagagalan, jeung katugenahan,
let us answer God's standing challenge.
Hayu urang ngajawab tantangan Gusti anu sifatna anger.
Call unto me.
Nagero kamantena.
And I'll answer thee.
Kami bakal dijawab.
And show thee great and mighty things.
Yang bakal merenyau perkara nu gede.
Which thou knowest not.
Makarti perkara nu makarti.
If the church is ever to get on its feet.
Mun gareja hayang ajeg ngadeg.
it must first get on its knees.
Mimitina gereja kudu sujud.
John Bunyan said,
John Bunyan nyarita,
prayer is a shield to the soul.
Doa teh tameng pikeun jiwa.
It's a light to God.
Kasenangan kang wala.
And a scourge to Satan.
Dari iblis mah bencana.
And the church must pray.
Gereja kudu ngadoa.
But remember this one thing.
Tapi sing ingat iji hal.
If we make revival sovereign.
Mun urang ngajadikeun kabangunan rohani nu kawasa.
And we pray but we don't preach.
Ngadoa tapi teu khotbah.
What we're doing is saying,
nu dilakukeun teh.
Oh God, send revival.
Tu Gusti kirimkeun hiji kabangunan rohani.
Sovereignly pour out your spirit.
Kucurkeun roh anjeun ngalangkungan kawasa.
We know your word says go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Abdi terang dawuhan anjeun nyaros indit ka sakulea dunya bewarakeun Injil ka sagala makhluk.
But we'll stay here and pray.
Urang tetep di dieu jeung ngadoa.
We know the gospel is the power of God to salvation.
Injil mangrupa kawasa Allah keur kaslametan.
But we'll stay here and pray.
Urang tetep di dieu jeung ngadoa.
We know your word says you've chosen.
Dawuhan anjeun nyaros yen maneh geus kapilih.
The foolishness of preaching to save them that believe.
Bodona wawaran Injil keur nyelametkeun nu percaya.
And it says,
carioskeun.
How shall I hear without a preacher?
Maraneh ngadangu mun teu aya nu ngawarkeun.
But we'll stay here and pray.
Urang tetep di dieu jeung ngadoa.
Because it sure is easier.
Leuwih gampang.
To talk to God about men.
Carita ka Allah ngeunaan manusia.
And to talk to men about God.
Batanya ros ka manusia ngeunaan Allah.
Saints, we must put legs to our prayers.
Jalma suci urang kudu ngadoa.
And I say, oh God, let compassion swallow my fears.
Gusti welas asih nyelekeun kasieun abdi.
And stop saying,
Eureun ngomong.
Here I am, Lord.
Ya abdi, Gusti.
Send him.
Putus manehna.
Also in regard to prayer,
oge ngeunaan ngadoa.
It's like this.
Seperti ieu.
Martin Luther said, I have so much to do today.
Nyarita poe ieu pagawean teh loba pisan.
I shall spend the first 3 hours in prayer.
3 jam keur mimiti ngadoa.
Now Martin was a monk.
Tin saurang bewarawan.
And he had time to spend 3 hours in prayer.
Manehna ngagunakeun 3 jam ngadoa.
But we can see the principle of what he's saying.
Tempo prinsipna naon anu diomongkeunna?
It's like this.
Seperti kieu.
I'm chopping down a tree with a blunt axe.
Nunuar hiji tangkal ku kampak nu mintul.
And you come along and say, what are you doing?
Tanya rita naon anu keur dipigawe.
So don't talk to me, I'm chopping down the tree.
Abdi ulang ngajak ngomong abdi keur nuar tangkal.
You say, stop and sharpen the axe.
Asa heula kampakna.
I say, I haven't got time, I'm chopping down the tree.
Heula waktu.
If I'll just stop and sharpen the axe.
Mun saderek-rek eureun sartang asa heula.
I'll slice through the tree with great ease.
Akan neuteuk daana nu leuwih gampang.
Saints, whatever you have to do.
Jalma suci naon ku saderek dilakukeun.
Stop and sharpen the axe through prayer.
Eureun asa heula ngaliwatan doa.
And you will slice through the day.
Neuteuk sapoe jeput.
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Tapi teangan heula kerajaan Allah jeung bebeneranana.
And all these things will be added to you.
Sakabehna bakal dibikeun.
So we're looking very briefly,
urang nempona ringkas pisan,
which means nothing from a pulpit,
lain tinu mimbar,
at 3 keys to an army success.
Ayat 3 kunci sukses angkatan bersenjata.
We must know our objectives.
Nyao sasaranana.
We must know our weapons.
Nyao sanjatana.
And we must know the enemy.
Apa kamusuna.
Now, in a natural battle,
dinu hiji pertempuran nu alami,
we send out reconnaissance.
Urang ngirim mata-mata.
To find the strengths and the weaknesses of the enemy.
Keur nganyaukeun kakuatan jeung kahengkeran musuh.
We don't need to do that.
Teu perlu dilakukeun.
God has given us a comprehensive war manual in his word.
Gusti tos masihan hiji padoman perang anu lengkep tina dawuhanna.
And the Bible tells us we have a threefold enemy.
Urang boga 3 rupa musuh. Dunya.
The world.
Daging.
The flesh,
jeung iblis,
and the devil.
Jadi urang ngalawan daging.
Now if we will deal with the flesh,
urang bakal ngalawan dunya.
Then we'll deal with the world,
sarta iblis,
and the devil.
Urang nyalipkeun daging.
If we crucify the flesh,
dunya mah narik ka urang.
The world will have no attraction to us, and the devil will have no foothold upon us.
Jeung iblis teu boga tempat di urang.
So how do we deal with that old nature?
Kumaha carana ngagarap tabiat heubeul?
How do we once and for all crucify the flesh?
Kumangan sakali kersalirana nyalibkeun daging.
Scripture, as always, has the answer.
Tuhan Gusti salilana ngajawab.
Galatians 6, verse 14.
Galatia genep ayat 14.
Galatians 6, verse 14.
Galatia genep ayat 14.
But God forbid, says Paul,
tapi sakapeung moal agung, cek Paulus,
that I should glory,
pejabat di Jerusalem,
save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ,
Gusti urang Yesus Kristus,
by whom the world is crucified to me,
dalam dunia geus disalibkeun ka abdi,
and I unto the world,
jeung ka dunya.
Christ on the cross,
Kristus disalib,
is the key to crucifixion.
Nyata kunci penyaliban.
A father and son were once on a camping trip.
Bapa jeung anak lalaki karemping.
As they pitched their tent,
tumasang tenda.
The father said, "Son, see that river?"
Bapa nanyarita, "Jang, tempo walungan."
It's full of crocodiles.
Inu ku buhaya.
He says, "If you want to fish, fish off the wharf."
Abu manerek museup kudu di dermaga.
Kid says, "Okay, I'll fish off the wharf."
Mangga.
For 3 days he fished off the wharf.
Dalila tilu poe ngusupna.
He got kind of bored.
Miti bosan.
Began thinking.
Miti mikir.
You know, it'd be exciting fishing among crocodiles.
Rek ngusup buhaya.
So in a sense of bravado, he went out amongst the crocodiles.
Kawanina manena nyampurkan buhaya.
Now things are okay for a time.
Uwena naon.
Took a crocodile came alongside the boat.
Uji buhaya ngadeketan parahu.
Its tail hit the boat.
Untutna ngadupak parahu.
The boat overturned.
Parahuna tibalik.
The kid screamed in terror.
Budak ngajerit.
The father heard him scream.
Kadengeun ku bapana.
Without hesitation, dived off the end of that wharf.
Terus teleum ka tungtung darmaga.
Into the crocodile-infested waters.
Kajerot tempat buhaya.
Grabbed his beloved son.
Nyokot budakna nu dipikanya.
And pulled him to the safety of the shore.
Dibawa ke tempat nu aman.
When the son opened his eyes, he saw a terrible sight.
Anak tembentan empo pemandangan nu pikasieun.
The crocodile had got his great jaws.
Buaya teh geus calangap.
And wrapped them round his father's legs.
Ngegel suku bapana.
Leaving them in bleeding shreds.
Pikapinu ku getih.
Now what I'm going to say is utterly unthinkable.
Naon urang ditepikeun teh nyaeta bener-bener anu.
But imagine if that son turned to the father.
Nyiptakeun lamun budak nurut ka bapana.
He was lying there in agony.
Bedeng pinuh ku kanyeri.
Bleeding to death.
Biakeun getih meh maot.
And said,
omong.
Dad,
bapa,
I really appreciate what you've done for me.
Abdi ngahargaan bapa nu nulungan.
But you know, I found it exciting out there.
Tapi bapa terang abdi resep didit.
You wouldn't mind if I get another boat.
Bapa ngidinan upami abdi ka parahu sajen.
And go it again, would you?
Kenginya, Pak.
If that son could think such a thing,
bisa mikir seperti itu,
let alone speak it,
bisa diceritakan.
The blind fool,
nu bodoh sarta lolong,
hasn't seen the sacrifice his father has made for him.
Keterangan pengorbanan nu dilakukan ku bapana.
Dear professing Christian,
kaderek urang Kristen,
if you have any even hidden desire,
bami aya kahoyong buni.
For the sinful excitement of the world,
kasuguman dosa dunia,
then you've never seen the sacrifice the Father made for you.
Oge moal terang pengorbanan anu ku bapa dilaku.
If that son has truly seen what his father has just done for him,
amun eta budak nempo kanu ku bapana dilakukeun,
a sense of horror will consume him.
Dikasieun teh bakal dirasakeun.
At the cost,
ku pengorbanan bapana,
the extreme,
nu luar biasa.
The length,
lila,
and the expense,
jeung risikona.
His father just went to save him.
Pikeun nyalametkeun.
He'll pour contempt.
Manehna bakal ngarasa ijid.
Upon the drops of water that still cling to his flesh.
Kai anu masih keneh napel.
The true Christian,
urang Kristen sajati,
has seen the God in the person of Jesus Christ.
Geus terang Allah dina pribadi Yesus Kristus.
Without hesitation,
kecang caya,
dive into the very jaws of hell.
Maut tina kawasan neraka.
To save him from the folly of sin.
Nyalametkeun tina kabodohan dosa.
A sense of horror consumes him.
Perasaan keung ngawasaan.
At the cost.
Luar biasa.
The extreme.
Lila.
The length.
Risikoan.
The expense. His father went to save him.
Nu bapa lakukeun keur nyalamet.
He pours contempt.
Manehna ngarasa ijin.
Upon the sinful desires that still cling to his flesh.
Kana kayang dosa nu meungkeut tina daging.
And cries with the hymn writer.
Jeung nulis lagu pujian.
And when I think that God is son not sparing.
Tu abdi mikirkeun Allah nu teu nyaah ka putrana.
Send him to die.
I
scarce can take it in.
Abdi mah tiasa ngalakukeun kitu.
That on that cross,
dina salib,
my burdens gladly bearing.
Kabeberat abdi dicokot.
He bled and died to take away my sin.
Anjeunna getihan sareng pupus keur ngaleungitkeun dosa.
You see, any zeal I have to reach out to the lost.
Abdi semangat keur ngahontal jalma leungit.
To run around giving out tracts.
Really ngabagikeun traktat.
And witnessing.
Yang nyaksikeun.
And looking a fool for Christ.
Yang anu bodoh keur Kristus.
Doesn't come from some third or fourth mystical baptism of fire.
Lain nu asal ti baptisan api anu mistis nu katilu jeung kaopat.
You know where it comes from?
Kadarek terang ti mana asalna?
Good old-fashioned gratitude.
Rasa syukur nu geus lama.
The 23 years ago,
23 tahun nu kaliwat,
suddenly I was confronted with God's commandments.
Jug-jug dibere parentah-parentah Allah.
I realized that God saw my thought life.
Abdi sadar uningaeun kana kahirupan pikiran abdi.
I understood that I'd sinned against heaven.
Abdi ngarti abdi gaduh dosa ngalawan surga.
I understood that God's wrath abode upon me.
Abdi ngarti amarah Allah bakal.
And he could have cast me into hell.
Mana tiasa ngagebruskeun abdi ka neraka.
And I'm with that which is just.
Idamal mana naon anu adil.
But instead of giving me hell.
Tapi ti manan masih neraka.
He gave me heaven.
Kana masih surga.
An arrow of fire burns in my soul.
Deuneu ngagedur dina jiwa abdi.
A fire of gratitude.
Dapan syukur.
God forbid that I should glory.
Alanya rek abdi ngamuyakeun sajen.
Except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Jabat salib Gusti Yesus Kristus.
By whom the world is crucified to me and I unto the world.
Nya disalibkeun kanggo abdi jeung abdi kanggo dunya.
Nothing deeply spiritual about it.
Ieu hal anu
once I've seen the sacrifice of the Father.
Abdi tos ningal pengorbanan Bapa.
How can I go back to the excitement of sin?
Mapi bisaeun balik deui kana kasenangan dosa.
To do so, I have to tread his blood underfoot.
Keur ngalakukeunana kudu ngidek getihna.
They that of Christ.
Sisa anu jadi milik Kristus.
Have crucified the flesh with its affections and lusts.
Sabab geus nyalibkeun daging jeung hawa nafsuna.
In John chapter 19, we won't turn to it.
Dina Yohanes pasal 18.
There's a very interesting portion of scripture.
Ya bagian nu dipikarepeun.
In fact, it's the three gospels.
Faktana aya tilu Injil.
It's the story of Joseph of Arimathea.
Ieu carita Yusuf Arimatea.
Now Joseph was just like many of us.
Yusuf teh saperti urang.
The Bible says he was a believer.
Di kitab suci manehna jalma percaya.
But secretly.
Lalaunan.
For fear of the Jews.
Yeun ku urang Yahudi.
He had a problem with the fear of man.
Manehna sieun ku manusia.
He feared man more than he feared God.
Sieun ku manusia ti manan sieun ku Allah.
He preferred the praises of man to the praises of God.
Tenang dipuji ku manusia ti manan dipuji ku Allah.
But he was there when they crucified Jesus.
Ayana dirinya waktu Yesus disalib.
And something happened in his heart.
Ayana aneh dina hatena.
Maybe he heard the 7 last sayings of Jesus.
Meureun ngadenge 7 omongan Yesus pamungkas.
Maybe he saw blackness descend upon the cross.
Nyaksikeun poek turun ka luhureun salib.
Maybe he heard the centurion say truly this was the Son of God.
Adenge omongan kepala pasukan bener-bener ieu teh jalma putra Allah.
Whatever the case.
Naon bae salahna.
Something snapped within his heart.
Aya anu geus.
to a point where he boldly went to Pilate and craved the body of Christ.
Nyaritakeun manehna perlu badan Kristus.
Joseph of Arimathea had the privilege of taking Jesus down from the cross.
Menang hak istimewa menang mawa Yesus turun tina salib.
But have you ever wondered what that would have been like in truth?
Kumaha kabeneran anak eta teh?
To rip those hands from 6-inch Roman barbs.
Narik leungeun tina kaitan Romawi nu 6 inci.
And perhaps as Joseph reached out to grab the hand of Jesus.
Waktu Yusuf ranggah keur narik panangan Yesus.
He thought to himself,
dina hatena mikir,
these are the hands of the carpenter,
leungeun tukang kai,
which once held nails and wood.
Kuncinya ka paku jeung kai.
Now being held by nails and wood.
Dina disendak ku paku jeung kai.
These are the hands which once broke bread.
Yoge nu kungsi nyemplekeun roti.
And fed multitudes.
Masih andar ka jalma rea.
These are the hands that touch lepers.
Kita leungeun nu kungsi ngarampan nu kusta.
As he gazed into the eyes of the Son of God.
Neuteup socana anak Allah.
Those lifeless eyes.
Socana nu teu hirup.
Held in the cold grip of death.
Tiis, datos pupus.
Maybe he thought.
Pikirna.
These are the eyes that which once danced with the very life of God.
Socana kungsi aya dina kahirupan Allah.
As he ripped those feet from the cross.
Waktos narik sukuna tina salib.
Maybe he thought these are the feet that walk the shores of Galilee.
Pikirna ya kungsi lempang di kikisik situ Galilea.
That walked on the Sea of Galilee.
Napakancang.
The feet of him who preached the gospel of peace.
Bahkan Injil katentreman.
The beautiful feet of the Son of God.
Sampai anu sayat di anak Allah.
There was another man there that day. His name was Nicodemus.
Lalaki sajen poe tanggarana Nicodemus.
He helped Joseph take Jesus down from the cross.
Manena nulungan Yusuf. Nurunkeun Yesus tina salib.
Perhaps Nicodemus was just like you and I.
Nicodemus ge sarua jeung urang.
Three times in the Gospel of John.
Ilu kali dina Injil Yohanes.
It says that Nicodemus came to Jesus by night.
Nicodemus datang ka Yesus teu peuting.
Perhaps inferring that Nicodemus also had a problem with the fear of man.
Yoge sieun ku manusia.
But whatever the case,
in bae, naon bae,
something happened.
Pasti aya kajadian.
In the heart of Nicodemus.
Dina hate Nicodemus.
At the foot of that blood-stained cross.
Anu kotor nu getihan dina salib.
As he reached up to take hold of Jesus.
Dina waktu rek nyekel Yesus.
And the blood of the lamb soaked his flesh.
Geti anak domba masihan badana.
Perhaps he was reminded.
Dieling terus.
Of the many times
Obatisan.
He took a spotless lamb
mawa anak domba anu mulus
and sacrificed it for his own sin.
Kurbankeun keur dosa sorangan.
But whatever the case,
tapi naon bae masalahna,
that cross
salib teh
needs to be as real to you and I.
Perlu jelas keur urang.
As it was to Joseph,
seperti ka Yusuf,
and Nicodemus,
jeung ka Nicodemus.
The true convert has seen Jesus Christ evidently set forth and crucified.
Percaya saja tinu kungsi nempo bukti-bukti penyaliban Kristus.
He cries with the hymnist.
Derik bareng jeung nu nyiptakeun lagu pujian.
When I survey the wondrous cross.
Tunitenan salib anu matak heran.
On which the Prince of Glory died.
Di mana pangeran kemuliaan pupus.
My richest gain I count but loss.
Kabeungharan taya hartina.
And pour contempt on all my pride.
Rasa rujit karena keangkuhan sorangan.
May God lay a burden upon us.
Kusim masihan kabeberat ka urang.
In these closing hours of time.
Dina jam penutupan sesi ieu.
May he fill us with his love.
Mugia ngeusian urang ku kasihna.
A love that will motivate us.
Asih kanu mawa motivasi urang.
For scriptures say.
Dawuhan Gusti.
Others.
Tapi maneh.
Having compassion.
Wujudkeun welas asih.
Making a difference.
Kamaranehna nu cang caya.
Pulling in from fire.
Selamatkeun maranehna ku jalang ngarampas tina seuneu.
Hating even the garment spotted by the flesh.
Benci pakeanana nu cemar ku kahayang dosa.
See the problem with the church in the last days.
Tempo masalah gereja dina poe ieu.
There's not a lack of prayers.
Kurang doa.
There is still a lack of laborers.
Kurang gawe.
Jesus commanded us to pray for laborers.
Yesus marintah ngadoa keur pagawe.
And if you're not a laborer,
mencadere kelain pagawe,
the devil gets a double victory.
Iblis bakal menang dua kali.
Because you're not going to pray for laborers.
Lantaran cadere teu ngadoakeun.
Your conscience will make you feel uncomfortable to do so.
Tenang ngalaksanakeunana.
And neither will you labor.
Jadi teu dipigawe.
So the devil gets a double victory.
Jadi iblis dua kali menang.
You need to go back to the cross.
Perlu balik deui kana salib.
You need a revelation of the cross.
Perlu pernyataan tina salib.
I need another revelation of the cross.
Kita memerlukan ujian tina salib.
And may God use us.
Gusti nganggo urang.
In these closing hours of time.
Dina jam panutupan.
Let's bow in prayer.
Mangga tumungkul ngadoa.
Father, we give ourselves afresh.
Rama iblis merasakan.
We pray for a divine understanding of the cross.
Abdi ngadoa kanggo pengertian ilahi ti salib.
Father, it's as though you enshrouded the cross.
Rama ieu seperti anjeun nyumputkeun salib.
In blackness.
Dinu poek.
The creation may not gaze upon the face of the Son of God.
Tapi kanu diciptakeun teu biasa ningal Putra Allah.
As Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Tos Yesus nebus na ti kutuk hukum Torat.
Being made a curse for us.
Jadikeun kutuk keur abdi.
Break our hearts, Lord.
Hancurkeun hate abdi Gusti.
Let us lay aside every weight that so easily besets us.
Singkirkeun sakabeh beban anu gampang nyerang.
Make us laborers.
Jadikeun abdi pagawe.
Help us to be true and faithful witnesses.
Supaya abdi jadi saksi nu bener sareng satya.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Di lebet nami Yesus abdi ngadoa.
Amen.
Amin.